And now, let's turn to Inside the City, a weekly chat with local officials, residents, and personalities providing up-to-date and relevant information about what's happening in your city of Palmer. Moderated by Mike Malevsky.
Mike Malevsky here with Radio Free Palmer, Big Cabbage Radio, and I'm pleased once again to welcome into the studio Steve McSwain, who has been here many times before, and I'm looking forward, as we're transitioning from winter to spring and summer, to hear about the event center and all the rest of it. Welcome, Steve.
Mike, always great to be here, and nice to see you. I hope you had a great winter, and it sure is nice seeing the sunshine and nice weather we have coming in, too.
So this is a transition. Is this really a transition time at the center? The ice is still down. Is that true?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And people are still skating.
Oh, yeah. We're going real hard. We have a hockey clinic going on right now. We're hosting Eric Troisi, who's a longtime Valley hockey great.
Okay.
He's got his 27th annual Eric Troisi Hockey School. So we're proud to have that now. We've been doing that for a number of years. And Eric was an old Seawolf hockey player many years ago. And on a side note, my mom always loved Eric Troisi here. But working with him and the kids, it's just a neat tradition that's been going on. So, yes, we're going hard with the hockey school. We had a training camp this weekend that just jam-packed that parking lot. Kids from all over the state, from Juneau to Fairbanks, all coming together for a training camp get-together. And had barbecues out in the parking lot. So that was very nice. We have the ice comes out the 10th of April, though. So we are winding down, but we're going hard right to
getting close.
Right to the finish line. We're gonna be busy.
So for listeners who are not familiar with what it takes, we've talked a little bit about this in the past. What does it take to take the ice out?
Well, sometimes I wish there was a drain in the middle of the of that big slab of concrete out there that the ice goes over, where I could just turn the compressors off and let it drain out. But we have four-wheelers that we have finagled some pieces that look like a U almost, and we as the compressors get turned off, we push the ice out here. We've tried it many different ways and thought we had trying to create something new and experimenting with it here and talk to different ranks, what's the best way. But we're pretty good at it now, but we can get it out within 3 days here. So
3 days.
So 3 days is pretty much 3-4 days here. So, but it's in the old days, it used to take us, 15 years ago, it was a 2 to 3 week process here, and
that's quite a bit of an improvement.
Oh, yeah. So we're way more dialed in now and have a good system and great employees that have got creative and come up with some pretty good ways to get it out.
I think that's what you've just described maybe is most important, to have people understand that it almost appears to be magic. You know, one day there's ice and somebody comes back the next week and the ice is gone. But that as you walk through doing something like that, it's not that simple.
Oh, yeah. I say this all the time to people. And when I first got the job, I tell people, I just thought, what a great job. It could be an ice arena. I love ice, skating, hockey, figure skating. Another exciting thing I want to talk about is we're going to get into curling here pretty soon. But broom ball, just being in a rink, I thought, wow, what a great job. And so I've always been thankful for the opportunity. But in some ways, in the back of my mind, I'm thinking, wow, this ice is going to probably grow itself. And there's some little things I realize that there's a serious art that goes into it. And you find in your way on the Zamboni and the different things that come up here and being on your toes here and compressors and air and how it mixes with the water and heat, just everything that goes to have that optimum temperature for great ice. So there is a magic to it that I didn't fully understand as a young hockey player coming into this.
There's the ice skate. Okay.
Yes. But we just mentioned curling.
Right.
And So we have we're excited to we're kind of tapping into this and seeing where it goes here. But for a while now, we've talked that, you know, Palmer could be a great area for curling, and I've had different people mention it to me over the years. What a great time they've had in the past and other places in Canada, Minnesota, and so we all of a sudden we realized Jessica Schultz is an Alaskan Olympian who's back in living in the state here and in and out of Palmer here. So she is talked to me a little while back, and I talked to, you know, my bosses and city manager and was saying, and they were like, hey, let's get this, let's go for it here. So
okay.
We are from 9 to 1 o'clock this Sunday going to have show up with comfortable clothes. There's some flyers. We're trying to get them out. I see you have one on your window. Thank you very much. But getting these flyers out where it talks about the information, but comfortable clothes is what it says. Some good tennis shoes here, and she's going to give some exhibitions and let people throw the stones, which are called rocks, and about 45 pounds each here. So this is going to be an experiment this weekend, and we're going to, you know, try to have our concessions open and try to have some food available here. We're just inviting the whoever wants to come and to come out and have a good time and see if it's something they may be interested in, and then we'll build from there.
So curling beyond the ice before it goes out, obviously, and then can it be done sort of in between skating and ice hockey as well, or what changes would have to be made in the arena to make it possible to do it on a regular basis?
Well, there is a kit that you buy for a curling kit, and they get real creative now, and so it is in other rinks. There's a place in Government Hill, and there's a place in Fairbanks that have their own curling rinks.
Okay.
But we're going to get creative. I still have things to learn here, but I do see in hockey rinks like ours that they have the curling lines in there. So there is a way to do it here, and I'm going to learn that they're going to have their ice makers here this weekend, and that are going to help. And so I'm going to be. It's going to be a learning process for me this weekend.
Sure. Wonderful.
I'm very curious to see how it all works and where we can fit it into our schedule, but. But whether we open earlier or stay open later here, well, it's worth looking into.
So I have observed curling from a distance through a screen, watching it being done. And there's a grace in terms of the actual throw of the rock as it goes. When you say 45 pounds, I'm reminded that's a decent weight. That's not like... Many people haven't lifted 45 pounds on a regular basis or moved it, et cetera. Now, have you actually done this?
I have never curled before. The 45 pounds. Jessica, the Olympian, told me, hey, you have to unload them, by the way. So I'm kind of getting I'm just going to be stretching out early Sunday morning here and doing my exercises when I wake up to get ready for this. But but you know, they've gotten very creative there's a curling team in Moose Pass that do it on the lake. So, So there's all sorts of technology that's come around I don't know that it's going to be perfect like you see on TV in a curling rink, but there's a way to do it in ice arenas here. So we're going to learn about that this weekend and the weight. You know, that's going to be new to me too. I in the old days, I felt like I could lift 45 pounds. Now, easy. Now, nowadays, I'm thinking,
my legs under me there. I guess. Yeah. So that's fascinating. It's a breakout. It's trying something that obviously has been established in other places. I look forward to that. But the ice comes out the 10th. It's gone. What happens? All the lights go out and the place goes dark what's going in after that?
So right around the corner so next week is also, we finish up the Eric Troisi Hockey School, like we were talking about the 27th annual, so fun to be a part of that. But then we have another exciting part next week is Rockin' Hockey. It's our fourth annual Rockin' Hockey with Adaptive PE and the Valley High Schools join together, the high school hockey teams, which go at it all year against each other here with their rivals. Right. And all of a sudden they join together to push kids in wheelchairs around. And it is a beautiful thing.
Wonderful.
It is, The kids in the chairs with some disabilities have it's one of their highlights of the year. And I've heard amazing stories. There was a blind skater a couple years ago, and I told this boy, I said, I want you to explain everything to him, just play by play. Okay. And I saw him hit with a hockey stick. He guided a boy who got close to the net, told him to swing and hit that ball, and it went right in the net. And I was just right. And I got right down to his ear, and I said, "It was just an amazing goal. It was so beautiful." And in the sweetest voice, I heard, "Thank you." And I guess he told people for months to come, his teachers, that was one of the great days of the winter for him. So sure. It's emotional day. But these kids, the high school kids, you just see them doing good things. You could see the pride they have. And many kids have said in their senior nights at graduation, they said, "What's some of your highlights?" It wasn't about their hockey games playing against each other. It was to be a part of Rockin' Hockey. So that shows.
And what day is that going to be?
That is the tenth of April, and it's 10 to 1.
Okay.
10 a.m. to 1, I think we're going to be closing down 1. But it's game after game after game.
Sure.
And there's adaptive PE students from all over the valley. It's a beautiful thing. So Rockin' Hockey is a really big part and really become a neat part of the season for us here. But so after that, it's turned to, we finished the hockey camp for Eric Troisi that night, turn the compressors off. And then we have the 49th State Street Rotters. We start,
prepping
for that. And that is the first week of May, the 3rd through the 5th. And the times are going to be out on the internet. And you can look at our schedule at the MTA Event Center.
Sure.
Schedule if you're looking for information for times and the.
And you've been doing that for a number of years.
And that is just really neat to see these beautiful cars that I saw as a child going in and meeting the.
Well, I've been there. I they brought back memories. You're right. I look at a particular vehicle and I said, "Whoa, I had one somewhat like that," or my dad, or I remember that, and all those memories come back associated with a particular model.
Oh, I go through memory lane here too, and the people are great. The people that put it on are great and neat people from the valley here. So we're honored to have the 49th State Street Rotters the first week of May. And another thing that's recently we've acquired some sports training equipment here. So we're going to try to get working out there this summer here. And that's still we're in the beginning stages, so I don't want to get in too far over my head. Right now, we've got some treadmills and some beautiful bikes, and we're gonna get that in there. And I could be looking at what kind of package can be out there. But we have some space, and we've been talking for years. Many times there's a little training center associated with ice hockey rinks, and we found some areas that we believe it's something. Something to go for, and a lot of the parents said that go there all the time. Say, "Hey, we'd like to work out a little bit while we're watching our kids play here." So we're going to be getting into that here, but we just got the equipment the other day, and now we're going to put our plan forth here. So I've been writing down all sorts of things to show my bosses and on ideas I have, and then right around the corner we're going to be implementing that here as well here for the summer. So we're excited.
Okay, now most of the summer then goes along with a variety of activities. You've already talked about the 49th Street or the 49th people. And then when does summer end and ice come back?
So ice is going to come back, and it's September is when we've been going the last couple of years. So
okay.
that's what I'm first week of September is what I'm estimating. Sometimes that changes with the need and if people are really pushing August, we're going to look at August with the compressors and the temperature. There's times we have to make a smart call there with if it's going to be not used as much here. Those compressors are running hard in the summer here, so we but September's the last 2 years we've been going into September, so that's what I'm thinking again for this coming.
Any other big events in the summer before the ice comes back?
Well, I'm just looking at my notes here. So there was a couple I wanted to talk about that also just happened recently here. But okay. the working out, the training center is going to be – I have some other ideas that I want to talk to my bosses about here going along with the training center. So I don't want to go in there.
We'll cover, on them, interview, next, we'll on, cover them next time when yeah, they're
that,
in
that,
place.
That sounds good, Mike, because I haven't told them a thought I have yet here. But it kind of jives with a training center here. And one game I didn't mention here, we did have a firefighters game here a couple weeks back here, and it was a really neat deal. We had a company out of California doing a charity 15th annual charity firefighters game here, and all the money raised goes to different equipment and stuff the firefighters need here. And so firefighters played in the game, and the Moose hockey team played in the game here. Various coaches. There was an 81-year-old hockey player who played for the Anchorage Wolverines when I was a young boy, and his name's Jimmy Reese. And
Whoa.
He was he's like our Gordie Howe in my eyes. As a kid, I used to look up to him, and I was afraid to talk to him. And now we've become friends later in life, and he's just the neatest guy here. But he played in the game, and the old Anchorage Sports Arena was now it's Arctic Office Supply, but that used to be a nice arena here back in the 70s here. But Jimmy Reese was quite a player. And he participated, but the game was an awesome game, and the promoter loved it. We had a decent crowd, made some money for the firefighter charity, and everybody's feeling good about that. But I think that has a lot of potential to become an annual event because the promoter really liked it. And speaking of the high school team, the high school team won a Division II championship this year. It was the first time a high school hockey team from Palmer has won a state championship at the high school level since 1989, when the 1989 team won the Division I championship. So that's a golden team, and a lot many beloved players on that team are still around town, and they're all over the world. Some of them living out different parts of America, but they. But to see those kids win it this year and the tears in their eyes for the Moose and the pride and the love they have for their school and to see the way they came together as a unit and tears of happiness felt good for Palmer. I was walking around town and people were yelling, "Go Moose!" and "Great sure. job, Moose!" And I heard pastors were talking about it at church, saying congratulations to the hockey players. So
very good,
so good for them. And then the basketball team won too. So. Great job, Moose.
Okay, must be something in the water.
Yeah. Something's good. Good's going on. Speaking of this, good stuff going on, man, there's some good hockey players coming up in the younger ranks here for the these young kids are really getting at it out there, and it's getting to know the families, and it's the rink is like a second home to them. But man, really talented young groups. It's paying off for the good coaching and the people that have. There's still such – I can't name them all right here, but there's a large group of Palmer hockey people, Palmer amateur hockey, PAHA is what we call it, and they really care a ton about these kids, and you can see it in their play. They're really, really going to be fun to watch over the years.
So I know that from time to time, especially when the ice is gone and summer's here, you also do maintenance work on the facility. Anything big happening this year?
Oh, yeah. So I got going in other directions. That is along with the training center working out this at the rink this year. We have painting to do. We have still some compressor work to do here. We have some technical things that need to be buttoned up. Some air handler work needs to be done here. So nets need to be fixed and strung. So. Quite a few projects we have that go on this summer, so I always enjoy the summer time, that's for sure. But it goes by quick because realistically September comes around before you know it here. But we want to be ready for everybody for the beginning of the season next year. We have we have work to do, but we had a lot of compliments this year that we have guys that have been cleaning super hard and many, many compliments saying the rinks never look so good here. So we have I have a guy, JP, and Morgan Blakeman, and JP, those guys have just been just cleaning like crazy. They love the arena. They love their job and it just pride in their work. And it's nice to see people compliment them and the great work they've done.
Okay. Mike Malevsky here with Big Cabbage Radio, and I'm speaking with Steve McSwain, who is in charge of all of the big pieces and small pieces associated with the Events Center. Steve, in the time we have left, any last comments or things that we've missed you'd like to share with listeners?
Oh, I just like to wish everybody a great summer and look forward to seeing everybody if they come in training when the training center comes around full tilt this summer. But just the people that are out fishing and camping and doing their fun Alaskan activities, I just wish everybody a great summer. It's always nice to see you, but I very always been thankful to be at that arena and seeing these young kids, and some of them I meet them when they're five, and now I see people in their mid-20s here.
Right.
And they come back into the rink and have a neat story of how much they miss the rink and our beloved seniors. Oh, I love our seniors here, our senior walkers that walk
right
there. And so thankful that the council had talked to them they made a decision years ago not to charge the seniors to go walking here. And I have seniors that come to me saying, you don't know how much this means to us to get to walk, and you're just doing such a good thing in our lives here. So, but I get to see these seniors now walking around town, and they wave at me and give me a hug here. But again, it goes back to the council that made that call for them to get to walk there. We do look to build more fun senior activities. And you know, speaking of the curling, that there is lighter stones and there is some options for, because I heard that there's like where you fill up a water jug and you know, those water jugs here and you cut them off and put water in there, and you make a makeshift stone here that's not quite as heavy here. And
sure.
So if we could get some seniors doing that and I heard there's for special needs, there's other ways of adapting the curling games for a special need here. So there's all sorts of neat things that we want to try, and we want to look into everything to help the rink be successful.
Okay. Thank you, Steve, for coming in today, giving us an update, something to look forward to into the future, and understand what's happening right now. Have a good day today.
Awesome. Thank you, Mike.
You've been listening to Inside the City, a weekly chat with local folks providing up-to-date and relevant information about what's happening in your city of Palmer, moderated by Mike Malevsky. This program is a production of Radio Free Palmer, recorded at our studios in Palmer, Alaska. The views and opinions of moderators and guests do not necessarily represent those of Radio Free Palmer, the station, or its underwriters. If you have any comments or questions, please email manager@radiofreepalmer.org.